Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm your host, Tina Brinkley Potts, and today we're diving deep into a truth that's been stirring in my soul. Chaos is not your enemy. It's your portal to power. If you've been feeling like the world is spinning, like your personal life or the planet itself is coming undone, you're not alone. But here's the truth that religion, metaphysics, and experience all agree on. Chaos is the raw material of creation. I know this message is for someone today because it's been for me again and again. So let's get into it. Let's go back to the beginning, literally. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That's from Genesis 1, verses 1 and 2. Before the heavens, before the light, before the order, there was chaos. Don't miss that. The very first thing God worked with was void, was formlessness, was uncertainty. So why do we resist it? Why do we panic when we hit a moment in our lives that feels like that? You know, if I started talking about it in a metaphysical way, Neville Goddard teaches that all creation begins in the unseen, that your state of consciousness is the true reality, and what you physically experience is just the echo. That means what you're calling chaos right now could actually be the vibrational clearing that's making room for new. Florence Scovel Shinn talks about how chaos often comes before manifestation. In The Game of Life, which is my favorite book of all time. You know, I kind of use it sort of as like a devotional. I can pick it up and just wherever I left off, read a couple of pages. So I really love this book because it breaks things down in a simple way. But I digress. When Florence Scovel Shinn talks about how chaos comes before manifestation, in The Game of Life, she says, man's word is his wand filled with magic and power. So when you speak over your chaos with power and intention, you are literally reshaping it. And then there's the law of polarity. If there's chaos, there must also be its opposite: order, clarity, creation. The same energy that disrupts it can also design. You just have to know how you choose to engage it. And you know, when I talk about the law, most people talk about the law of attraction, right? When they talk about metaphysics and say, like attracts like. And I feel that most people aren't seeing the things that they want to see in life because they don't understand the law of polarity. So you'll hear me talk about the law of polarity a lot. What for me, when I think about it, I think about the fact that with the law of polarity, you have the opposite ends of the stick, right? And on this side is what you want. And then on the other side of the stick is absolutely what you don't want. And you're always on that stick somewhere. It's just, which side are you focusing on? Are you turned towards what you want, or are you turned towards what you don't want? And typically what I find is most people are constantly turned towards what they don't want. So like even in this world today, no matter what side of the fence you are politically or whatever's going on, are you leaning into the nonsense or are you doubling down on what this nonsense is creating in you? And I can tell you, for me, this podcast is the exact answer. Because, you know, looking at all of the chaos, I can just double down into that. You could get depressed into that. You could do all of that. And then it was like, no, I can turn away from the chaos and I can become a voice of reason. I can become a voice of truth, of unfiltered truth, you know, get rid of all of the nonsense and make sure that there is something that's standing in power when all the rest of this just looks like utter chaos. So let me ask you something. What are you looking at right now? Are you so engrossed in the chaos that you can't get anything done? Let me tell you something. I've been in chaos, personal chaos, business chaos, spiritual chaos. But I've learned to sit in the eye of the storm. I don't have to join the chaos to feel its power. I can harness it. And let me tell you a small story. I often said when I was growing up, because as I grew up, you know, I came from the hood. And when I could literally be sitting in the middle of something and not take it on. And so even if, you know, I was with my cousins and I saw them getting ready to do something that I wouldn't do, I never felt that peer pressure to do that thing, or because I could just withdraw from it. I could sit and I could observe and I could detach. Most people use detachment as avoidance, and that's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying you can detach. And so that you can see, because you can see clearly when you detach. So can you sit in the eye of the storm and watch and find your power? Because that's what I'm going to do. So, I look at it as a way of I don't have to join the chaos to feel its power. I can just harness it. I can create from it and I can command it to serve me. So can you. So let's take a moment. Let's take a moment to breathe. Let's take a deep breath in and then let it out. You know, but just by taking that breath, that is centering you into this present moment right here and right now. Because no matter what, that's what you have. You know, Eckhart Tolle talks about the here and now. Most people talk about the here and now when they're trying to get you to release anxiety, release the chaos. So just breathe for a minute. Let's do that one more time. Let's take a breath. In and then out. Where in your life do you feel like everything is falling apart? Where are you standing in the dark, trying to find the light switch? Now ask yourself this. What if this isn't falling apart? What if it's actually falling into place? What if the void isn't emptiness? What if it's potential? So right now, what I want you to do is write down one area in your life that feels chaotic right now. And then write what you want to create from it. Like, if I look at the state of the world right now, and I'm in the United States, and if I'm looking at the state of the world right now, what I hope comes of this chaos is most people start looking and taking care of themselves first. I feel that if, you know, we talk about being of service, right? And that's a wonderful thing. And I'm of service in a lot of ways. But I also know when I learn to take care of myself first, that I'm serving from a full cup. I'm serving from a place where I'm not depleting. And I hope that this has more people leaning into that, because right now a lot of people are just so confused. So why don't you think about that? Like, if your life is feeling chaotic right now, what's the one thing that you can create from it? Because when you take the time to think of it this way, you are not a victim of your environment. You are the cause. You are the center. So let's move into some affirmations and kind of just guide you through a visualization. So I want you to close your eyes. I want you to feel your feet on the ground and imagine a storm around you. Now, if you're driving listening to this, then you got to do this at a different time. So let me preface that and start over. Okay, so close your eyes, feel your feet on the ground. Imagine a storm around you. There's the wind, there's the noise, the debris. Now feel your breath and feel that stillness within. And if you're feeling a little anxious, I want you to breathe deep. That shallow breathing that you're used to doing, like, just breathe in, out. Right, because now you can feel your breath. You can feel that stillness within. You are the calm. You're the eye of the storm. So repeat after me. I am the calm in the chaos. I use energy of change to create my highest good. I was born to command the storm. What looks like the end is the beginning of my becoming. I am aligned with divine order. I create from stillness. I trust the formless. I am safe. I am powerful. Whew, I felt that. I'm sorry. I think we got some dings going on, but you know what? This is real. And that's the thing I'm going to do with you. Real, unfiltered truth. So I hope you felt that. I felt that too. Remember this, God created everything from chaos, and so can you. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to fix it. You just have to speak to it, shape it, honor it, and use it to build. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. If this stirred something in you, head over to happyhealthywholerich.com, where you can access the full service and download today's affirmation track to carry with you. And tune in tomorrow. We'll be diving into finding peace in the storm. Until then, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting. but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.